Another 3-2. Fly ball driven. Way back there. Left field. Take cover. Number 50. Midway up the second deck. History marches on. For the first time ever, a catcher has hit 50 home runs in a season.
There you go. That's courtesy of Root Sports. The big dumper with Fefty.
Fefty.
Hitting a bomb there, seeing a switch hitting catcher hit 50 home runs is just ridiculous. And oh, by the way,
seeing anybody hit 50 home runs is ridiculous. But you're right about that. That's special. That's a different level of special.
He's still got 5 weeks left.
Yes.
Oh man, that's just incredible. And you know what's funny about last night? So I went 2-3 in my top plays in the WNBA. I split, but there's something to be said. So I hit on the Angels under. It was a good pitching matchup, even though some runs were scored early. I hit that game as I picked Seattle to win, and the bats just went off, especially like midway through the game. They kind of opened that thing up. But I lost the Orioles over, couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. Felt like there were a lot of opportunities there for that one to go over. The one that hurt the first most, can I just say this?
The first most
is the Blue Jays against the Twins, man, because you have the under and you have a pitching matchup that you love. One of the things I've always said is there's nothing worse in baseball and handicapping a game when you got everything down and the game starts and you're like, he don't have it. He just doesn't have it. And yesterday, Joe Ryan, who most days, wouldn't you say he has it?
Yes, he does.
He didn't have it. He base it. Hey, I got a strikeout. Oh, okay. Maybe he gets out of the inning. Nope. Base it. He just kept it. Just the hits kept coming. So those are things that just really frustrate you when you're doing this. I did call the Cal Raleigh home run. I talked about Riley Green and how much I liked him yesterday. He was raking against right-handed pitching. Sure enough, two base hits for him. So it was the only prop play that I won yesterday, but I'll talk about it because the other ones didn't go. Man, I had a guy under 4.5 Ks, and he only went 3 in like 2/3 inning, and some bitch in his last out got a 5th K. I said, you got to be kidding me, man. How does this happen? You feel snake-bitten sometimes, but it's baseball, man. Let me tell you about the weather real quick. Orioles over at supports. Yankees over. Phillies over. Cardinals under. And the best hitting spot on the day is the A's over. With the way that the wind is blowing, it's blowing out in that bandbox stadium. We got Charlie Morton, who he's a fly ball pitcher.
He is that.
And, you know, in this spot, too, when you start looking at the different pitchers we have going on in this game. Let me give you the with the other side of it here. Because with the Athletics, they've got Oswaldo Beto going, who he just let me look this up. Yeah, he sucks. He sucks. And he's going to get knocked around tonight by the Detroit Tigers. And with the wind blowing out and two fly ball pitchers, I think Kerry Carpenter goes yard. I love Shea Langeliers. I like him tonight.
You go with Langeliers' name and you missed out on Kerry Carpenter?
What? The Carpenters?
Yeah.
Oh, I could have started singing. We've only just begun to score. That's what I think is going to happen. I think it's the highest scoring game of the night. The over does look like a fantastic play. A couple other spots that I think are really interesting. I will say this, even though I'm telling you there's some over spots, this looks like an under day, especially with the money that's coming in. The weather's starting to change and we're getting cooler temps. So we're not getting the ball carrying as much. Like, out in San Francisco today, I'm sure it's going to end up being about 55 degrees, but they've continuously been around like mid-60s all summer long. And the wind's slightly blowing out, and it doesn't matter in that stadium, and everybody's going to jump on the over. And I'm going to sit here and tell you, I think the under's a great play out in San Francisco with Matthew Boyd going up against that Giants lineup. And yeah, I'm going to bet on an under in a Justin Verlander game, which can go sideways at times this year. But I think he's good enough to keep this Cubs team at bay with the way that the conditions are going to be. So I do love the under there. Tampa Bay and Cleveland, my algorithm loves both pitchers. Yeah, we're going to drink. Loves both pitchers in this game, and I think the under is a beautiful spot here at 7.5. Everybody wants to bet the over. San Diego and Seattle has a great pitching matchup. I think St. Louis Pitt's under is interesting. The other games that really stand out to me, I love the Orioles today. I'm going to bet on Bradish, even though I don't expect them to go deep in the game. I think the Orioles love playing the Red Sox.
I do too, actually.
There's no fear here at all. Yeah. I don't know how many Boston fans I've seen. Son of a bitch. Damn, Orioles have to start doing, you know, like they get so mad because the Orioles, they always play spoiler for them.
I got to be, Jeremy, it's funny you say that because I think if the Orioles were playing the Mariners and their shortstop did that slide, that Trevor Story did, then it's not as a non-issue. I think it was the uniform that he was wearing. Honestly, I think you're onto something there.
Maybe. I just think they like playing him. And it's even money. And all the money's coming in on the Red Sox. So there's nothing wrong at any given moment just to say, hey, I don't know who I think's going to win. Where's all the money going? Okay, I'm fading the public today. Like, I would always take fading the public over anything. I don't want to be on the same side as them. So I do
they
like
don't
the
like
orders.
You either.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't know what you're talking about. And the other game that stands out to me is Arizona-Milwaukee. We get Mizorowski, Jacob, who obviously you mean he's the guy that pitched five games and then got to pitch in the All-Star game and everybody got mad. Still very solid. But when you look on the other side at Brandon Fatt, I think when you have...
That's what I did.
Brandon Fatt. Yeah, Rob Fatted. I think both of these guys are good enough to, again... For Brandon, he's got to keep the runners off the base pass because Milwaukee will run you to death. But I do think the under is a very good play there. In the WNBA, Phoenix, LA looks like a high-scoring game. Seattle, Indy looks like a beautiful under there, as I think that's going to be just an ugly game. And a couple of the strikeout props I was talking about. Chris Bassitt over 5.5 Ks. You're only going to pay $1.30 on it. And he's the model that I'm using has him getting closer to 6.5. So I'll take my chances on betting on Chris Bassitt. He is coming off a 10K game, even though I don't consider him a big strikeout pitcher. The other one that really stands out is Patrick Corbin over 4.5 Ks. My model loves him to get this number. He's a little bit more expensive at -150, but I still like it. And as I said, I love Shea Langeliers tonight. Brent Rooker's good. Riley Green's good. But I really like Kerry Carpenter. If you wanted to bet him over 1.5 bases, he's -150, which I don't like to lay those big numbers as much. I'm doing it with Corbin just because I think it's a premium spot. But with Kerry Carpenter, I can't do that because he's also a pinch hit risk. Mm-hmm. I like him to homer tonight because he's just got so much power and he lifts the ball. But just to recap real quick, again, A's and Tigers tonight, beautiful game for an over. Wind's blowing out at 10 miles an hour in that small-ass stadium. I would not be surprised if we see five homers or more in last night's game. And oh, by the way, I did say it was good home run hitting weather yesterday. They did. Is that how they scored almost every single run, or is it how they scored every run was off the homer in the Orioles Red Sox game? Were they all off? Was it five or four?
Kowser hit a 2-run single.
Okay, that's the other. So again, that was late, but early on, I think they had four homers and all the runs were scored. They just didn't have anybody on base for the most part. So to recap with that, Orioles look good today. I think Arizona-Milwaukee under looks good. I really, 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 really like the Tampa Bay-Cleveland under 7.5 today. I think it's a great spot. So there you go.